We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Mario Bosquez, and here are today's top local stories. There is an arrest now among the charges, arson in connection with that fire Sunday night that tore through two apartment buildings that were still under construction in Bound Brook, New Jersey, according to NJ.com. 28-year-old Juan Hector Padilla of East 2nd Street arrested and charged yesterday with second-degree arson, third-degree hindering of an investigation, among other charges. Investigators say the suspect was spotted in the area just prior to when the fire broke out. No word exactly on when it started. An investigation is still underway on how the fire started, that is. The fire broke out there and consumed the entire Meridia downtown building. The 7-alarmer even jumped the street to another apartment building under construction. Up to 200 nearby residents displaced. Some power knocked out. It's back now, though. No serious injuries were reported. Some residents still have not been able to go back home. No word yet on a motive either. The ATF is involved, but they are not talking about their role as of yet in this ongoing case. Well, police say an off-duty Secret Service agent shot and killed a dog as he was walking on East 8th Street in the Windsor Terrace section of Brooklyn last night. They say the agent told officers a female Belgian Shepherd charged him. He fired once, killing the dog. But the dog's owner is telling a different story. They say their pet was on a leash and not a threat.
John and Odile were walking Roxy, a pit bull.
So she's a pretty big dog. She does look scary.
And how many pounds is she?
She's about 65.
She was friendly, but on a leash. They live just up the block from where an off-duty Secret Service agent shot and killed a dog. He told police the dog went at him. Police say the dog had a leash, but it was not being held. The dog was a Belgian Shepherd, weighed about 35 pounds.
You could kick that dog down the street.
I don't
weigh that much, and I could kick a 30-pound dog, but I don't understand why a Secret Service agent would pull their gun out.
They both admit they'd want more information about what happened. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
No word on any charges. The NYPD is investigating. Governor Cuomo headed to earthquake-damaged Puerto Rico while, at the same time, taking aim at the president.
Governor Cuomo traveling with 115 National Guard members to offer relief and determine the island's needs.
We'll go down, we'll do an assessment, we'll find out what we need to do, and then we will follow up.
Among those joining the governor, officials with the New York Power Authority and the Greater New York Hospital Association. The governor also accusing President Trump of ignoring Puerto Rico's needs, especially after Hurricane Maria in 2017.
The president showed up and threw paper towels into the crowd, and now we have an earthquake and continuing tremors, and once again, the federal government hasn't showed up the way they should.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at Kennedy Airport.
Governor Cuomo reacting to an announcement that the state will investigate the NYPD.
The governor was asked about State Attorney General Letitia James and her investigation into possible bias when it comes to the NYPD's crackdown on subway fare beating. That's when Governor Cuomo came out with this news-making comment.
I feel a tension in the NYPD relationship with the community they serve that I think is probably as bad as anything I've seen in my lifetime.
The governor citing viral videos of police confrontations with the public. There's a recent video of four officers arresting a crying woman for selling churros in the subway. Another shows a dozen officers arresting an unarmed man. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds with the governor at Kennedy Airport.
Former Governor Chris Christie making a surprise appearance today along with his wife during oral arguments in the Bridgegate appeal case. Today, former Christie aides Bridget Kelly, Bill Barony had asked the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out their sentences 6 years after the so-called Bridgegate scandal erupted. Correspondent Devin Dwyer with a recap.
The government said the pair were guilty of commandeering fraud by using government property for personal reasons and said the move caused a, quote, catastrophic impact on Fort Lee and put citizens in, quote, incredible danger. Three justices, Gorsuch, Thomas, and Kavanaugh, said very little during the arguments. Kelly and Barone were also in the courtroom. They're out on bail awaiting the justices' decision, which will come down by the end of June.
Christie did not comment in the conclusion of today's hearing. Time Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey set to deliver his second State of the State address in Trenton at 3 this afternoon. He's expected to renew a push for a Democratic-controlled legislature to get behind his income tax hike for those who earn more than $1 million annually. He'll also advocate for ethics reforms and the need to change New Jersey politics' treatment of women. He described a recent report detailing the sexual harassment, groping, and sexual assault of women working in the state and local politics as shocking and awful. Police in Brooklyn are investigating the death of a 77-year-old woman as a homicide. Now, reports her 36-year-old son under arrest. Murder is the charge. NYPD officials say the victim, identified as Marie Lewis, was found dead by cops just after 10 last night in an apartment in Kensington. That's on East 7th Street. Unconscious with a head trauma. They had been responding to an assault in progress. No word on who made the initial call to police. Meantime, police are saying that the suspect, 36-year-old Henry Arnell, described as her son of 599 7th Street, has been charged, and the charge is murder. He's also was said to be undergoing psychiatric evaluation at Maimonides Medical Center. No word on exactly how she died. Police say they did not, however, find a weapon at the scene. Parishioners are being credited with helping to detain a man who had poured juice on the altar during Mass on Sunday at St. Anthony of Padua Church in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Officers showed up a short time later, took him into custody. There's been no word in on charges. You can watch video of this incident at 1010wins.com. Bruce Springsteen's son was sworn in today as firefighter in Jersey City.
Firefighter Sam Springsteen.
There you go. Well, Sam's dad, you might recognize, you know, the boss himself, was on hand to cheer his son on. Afterward, he spoke with CBS2.
It was a long road. He was very dedicated for quite a few years, and we're just excited for him today.
The 25-year-old graduated from Monmouth County Fire Academy in 2014 and did his volunteer time with the Colts Neck Fire Department.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.